y se levantaron, perdón, y se levantarán de su parte tropas que profanarán el lugar apartado y la fortaleza y quitarán el continuo ofrecimiento y pondrán la abominación desoladora.
And strong ones shall arise from him and profane the set apart place, the stronghold, and shall take away that which is continual, and set up the abomination that lay waste.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay. Let's go to chapter 9.
Vamos al capítulo 9.
We did read in 9:27. We read already.
Yeah.
Let's go then to Matityahu chapter 24, verse 13.
Vamos a Matityahu 24, 13? 15. Oh, 15.
24, 15. Matityahu 24, 15. Matityahu, Matthew chapter 24 talks about the end time, the signs of the end time.
Matityahu nos habla sobre las señales de los tiempos postreros. Por tanto, cuando veáis en el lugar apartado la abominación desoladora de que habló el profeta Daniel, el que lee entienda.
So when you see that abomination that lays waste, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, set up in the set apart place, he who reads, let him understand.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay, so it's all talking about the end times, and here Yeshua was saying that the end times will be whenever what happens, the abomination of desolation happens.
Entonces aquí podemos ver que nos está hablando sobre los tiempos postreros. Yeshua nos está diciendo de el antimesías cuando haga estas cosas.
Then what he wants us to do?
Y entonces, ¿qué es lo que quiere?
Run.
Run.
Go to the mountains.
Unless it's Shabbat.
Don't look back. Leave.
Okay, let us read 16:17.
Vamos a leer 16:17. Entonces, los que estén en Yahudá, huyan a los montes. El que esté en la azotea, no descienda para tomar algo de su casa.
Let those who are in Yehuda flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not come down to take whatever out of his house.
Okay, let's keep going.
Y el que esté en el campo no vuelva atrás para tomar su capa. Mas hay de las que estén encintas y de las que críen en aquellos yamim. Orad, pues, que vuestra huida no sea en el invierno y ni en el Shabbat. Porque habrá entonces gran tribulación, cual no la ha habido desde el principio del Olam mundo hasta hoy, ni la habrá. Y si aquellos yamim no fuesen acortados, nadie será liberado. Mas por causa de los escogidos, aquellos yamim serán acortados. Entonces, si alguno os dijere, mirad, aquí está Yahshua, o mirad, allá está, no lo creéis, porque se levantarán falsos Mashiachs y falsos profetas y harán grandes señales y prodigios, de tal manera que engañarán, si fuere posible, aún a los escogidos. Ya os lo he dicho antes, así que si os dijeren, mirad, está en el desierto, no vayas, o mirad, está en los aposentos, no lo creéis, porque como el relámpago que aparece del oriente y se muestra hasta el occidente, así será igual la venida del Hijo del Hombre, porque donde quiera que estuviere el cuerpo muerto, ahí se juntarán las águilas.
Amén. Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
How far did you
think?
And let him who is in the field not turn back to get his garments. And woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing children in those days. And pray that your flight does not take place in winter or in the Sabbath, or on the Sabbath. For then there shall be a great distress, such as not has been seen since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And if those days were not shortened, no flesh should be saved. But for the sake of those chosen ones, those days shall be shortened. If anyone then says to you, look, here is the Messiah, or there, do not believe, for the false Messiah and false prophets shall arise, and they shall show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the chosen ones. See, I have forewarned you. So if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe. For as the lightning comes from the east and shines to the west, so also shall the coming of the Son of Adam be. For wherever the head, for wherever the dead body is, the eagles shall be gathered together. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So that's what's going to happen. And why it says, you know, pray for it not to be on Shabbat.
Así que eso es lo que va a pasar. ¿Y por qué nos dice que orar para que no pasare durante Shabbat?
We would be breaking the law.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, because then we'll be breaking the laws of the anti-Messiah. And it will be easily to catch us.
Porque estaremos quebrando el Shabbat.
So they will know that we are doing something that we are not supposed to do, according to them, of course.
Y estaremos haciendo algo que no, de acuerdo a ellos, que no estamos supuestos a hacer.
And what about those that is about to conceive?
¿Y qué tal esos que están en cita?
We won't be able to make circumcision.
Won't be able to make the circumcision.
No se podrá hacer circuncisión.
And, you know, there will be a lot of killing.
Y habrá muchas matanzas.
So it will be very hard for us to have, you know, little children and all that.
Mm-hmm. I also, when I read this, I always remember of the hurricane. Because it was a great distress. Not like it's going to be, but that was, you know, like a little bit of it. And it was very hard for a lot of us. And so when I think of the winter, pregnant ladies, nursing children, even Sabbath, because what happens is like in times of distress, people have the tendency to leave Yahweh. You know, like if it's the winter, if it's snowing, people don't come to the synagogue. People, you know, they, and probably we will, you know, if it's on let's say on a winter and we are here, we have the chance to live together, to run together. You know, everybody for itself. But those who are not here, who they decided to stay home just because of the rain or because of the, they're gonna have to deal alone. They're gonna have to do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
If we have little children here, we can help each other to carry the little children because your family is not gonna be there for you. They don't know. I mean, I hope they do, but not everybody will know Yahweh. So your family is going to be us. So we're gonna be together. But a lot of people, you know. We always make excuses, like pregnant women, you know, like when you're pregnant, that's not a disease, you know, that's not a sickness, for you not to come to Yahweh, for you not to serve Yahweh. So, I always, you know, because like the hurricane kind of like made me think a lot, because it was hard for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be not even like close to that, it will be worse, a lot worse than that. We will need each other. That's why it's important.
Practicing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We not obey.
Mm-hmm.
I get a magazine that's it's called the Philadelphia Trumpet. They were talking about like the presidents from Reagan. Every president, like hurricanes and things like that, floods, fires, all these things, they've increased like every president.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, like we're getting like Bush. He got like a lot more than Clinton did, and now with Obama. We're going to be getting a lot more than we did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So that's proof to me that the Great Tribulation is getting, like, the times of birth pangs of Messiah,
birth
pangs,
yeah.
They're getting more intense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like, oh, this happens all the time. No, it's happening more and more frequently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can see through the snow that we had here. And the next day was like summer again. No. Yeah, things are really changing, you know, and that's all signs for us to be prepared for what is to come. And
sí, podemos ver que están pasando muchos cambios y esos para nosotros son señales de que estas cosas están viniendo.
And whenever we participate on Hanukkah, we learn of all these things.
Y al participar en Hanukkah, aprendemos sobre estas cosas.
And of course, when we come to light the candles, that's victory for us.
Y cuando venimos a encender las luminarias, para nosotros es un triunfo.
When did they light the candles of the temple?
Cuando,
when they overcame.
Cuando
was
fue,
not before, was only after they overcame.
¿Cuándo fue que encendieron las luminarias del templo? ¿Fue antes que ganaron o después? Después.
So when we come to light our Hanukkah, you know, candle, it means we are overcomers. It's a symbol of overcoming all these things.
Y cuando venimos a encender las velas o las luminarias de Hanukkah, es una señal que nosotros somos vencedores, que Yahweh nos ayuda a vencer todas estas cosas.
So that's why Hanukkah is not a time of grief, but it's a time of joy.
Así que Hanukkah no es un tiempo para estar tristes, sino para estar en regocijo.
That's why, you know, it's called the Feast of Lights, because light is a symbol of joy as well.
Y es un señal de luces, porque las luces es un señal de júbilo.
Yeah, if you go to a house where there is no lights, how does that the house looks like?
Gloomy,
sad and depressed, am I right?
Cuando uno va a una casa de cuando están oscuros o no tienen luces, le da uno como depresión, porque está todo como triste, oscuro.
I understand. Some of you want to save, you know, electricity, you know. You need some lights there.
We were how many days without electricity, and we were.
Yeah.
I was getting mad the Friday that I have to cook my lechem. It was no electricity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think like one of the biggest lessons that we can learn, like that Yahweh shows us, is we had all these great kingdoms of the world, the Babylonians, the Egyptians, the Greeks, the Romans, the Nazis, blah blah blah. They're all gone.
Mm-hmm.
But Yahweh's people are still here. His promises are true.
Yeah.
And increasing.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay. I will stop here. Next week we are going to talk more about Hanukkah. We are going to learn from where will the Amitah Messiah come.
Vamos a parar aquí. Vamos a hablar la siguiente semana de por dónde va a venir el anti-Mashiach.
I have heard many things.
Yeah. Yo he oído muchas cosas sobre
esto. I even heard that Bush was the anti-Mashiach.
Alguien está diciendo que Bush era el anti-Mashiach.
You should say Reagan,
Gorbachev, and then Margaret.
But we are going to learn where that anti-Messiah will come, according to the scripture.
Y vamos a ver, conforme a la escritura, de dónde viene el anti-Mashiach.
Not, you know, according to what people say outside.
Yeah.
No de acuerdo de que dicen los de allá afuera.
Because, you know, people say too much.
They confuse us.
La gente habla demasiado.
And if we are going to listen to the public, we are going to be misled.
Y si le escuchamos al público, nos pueden engañar.
We need to listen to Yahweh.
Tenemos que oír, hacerle caso a Yahweh.
We are going to also study about the numbers. Daniel talks a lot of numbers. 2,300 days.
Vamos a hablar sobre los números. Daniel habla bastante sobre números. 200...
2,300 days.
Perdón, 2,300 yamim.
Okay. So...
Algo así.
Yahweh will reveal to us great things.
Yahweh nos va a revelar cosas grandes.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen. If you have a chance to, you know, to read the book that talks about the story of Hanukkah, go ahead, get those books, read. Or if you have the, you know, I never imagined that I would give you this idea. But if you have a Catholic Bible, go to the books of the Maccabees and read it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of those books are important.
They're nice. I love those. My mother, she gave me one.
Just read the Maccabees, because you are going to hear all the history that happened on that time.
Yeah.
All right?
All the years I've